Guys and gals, welcome back to episode 111 of the Double Bogey Show. Today, we dove into why we want golf carts to emulate NASCAR a little bit more. Second segment, we talked about some of the sexiest things in golf. Appreciate all you listening. We hope you enjoy the episode.
They piped that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book in another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
We are back.
Yup.
Holy shit.
I'm trying to wake everybody the fuck up that's listening to this on Wednesday morning in their car ride to work. Welcome back to another beautiful day in the Midwest, and welcome back to another Double Bogey Show, episode 3 in Roman numerals, 111.
Do it, Mitch. Go ahead.
Let's go, baby.
Jesus. No, it's the Ric Flair. Remember from last week?
Nature Boy. Come on.
Ric Flair.
Woo! Let's go.
There he is. Mitch is back.
That was like almost Luigi. That was good.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's Mario.
All right. A lot of energy, a lot of focus on this Wednesday. If you're driving in the Midwest, make sure you take it slow. Brake way far ahead of stoplights, stop signs. The roads are icy. We got about 5 inches of snow so far. Doesn't even matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because we're playing inside golf.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to sit in a parking lot and finish this podcast before you go into work, you can, because we have the built-in excuse of the roads are bad. You can be late to anything you absolutely want all winter long because the roads are bad. So finish the Double Bogey Show before you go into work and go in with a smile instead of having to listen to the second half on your way home.
Or if you have a child, you can also use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. The greatest built-in excuse ever. Not that I've used him as an excuse so far, but sometimes if you just don't feel like doing something, like, oh God, you know, kids just been acting up today. I gotta stay on, you know, wife's out of the house. I gotta stay home and, you know, watch the kid and whatnot. So,
dude, kids are the easiest excuse to get out of plans ever. Babysitter canceled. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't have to do shit when you have kids.
Yes. So if you have plans coming up in the next 9 months that you do not want to be a part of, have a child now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can use them, built in excuse.
Yes. Do it. Do like, just have a kid for an excuse.
Tyler, I had to get the snowblower out for the first time yesterday.
I blew my driveway like a couple days ago as well.
Yeah, it is not the greatest feeling in the world. However, I do kind of like snow. Blowing snow is kind of an art. It's kind of like hitting a flop shot, if you will. it's kind of like raking bunkers. I feel like, now this might be a hot take, but I feel like Midwest golfers are some of the best people at raking bunkers.
Yeah, because we're actually nice.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like not necessarily even the talent level. We're just actually always doing it.
Okay, here's a question for you. If you are in a bunker, like the edge of a bunker, you maybe have to take left step in, right step in, get your feet set, hit the ball. If you can step right back out, are you going to with your feet over top of the sand, or are you going to take your time to go grab the rake?
So I am always a planner. If I have a shot in the sand, I'm always just grabbing the rake before I even hit my shot and bringing it with me.
Me too.
Yeah, but
do you move the rake after you're done though?
No, it goes right where I exited the trap.
Because a lot of the times I forget to not put my rake at the front side of the bunker, which that's mostly where people are hitting at.
Yeah, it's probably not nice of us, but what if someone goes in the back? We don't know.
You did just say we were nice. We're good at raking bunkers. Yeah, we're nice.
We're nice because we actually rake them. How many times have you, like Arizona specifically, there's bunkers all over the place and none of those bitches are raked.
Yeah, why is that? Are they just more snooty down there?
I don't know.
They think the grounds crew works for them?
Apparently.
I mean, they kind of do, but you work for the golfers, if you will.
Yeah.
You work for the members.
But like, still, think about in the Midwest, like even people are getting an hourly wage, we're still like, we need to make this as easy as possible on them. My chicken is completely frozen in the middle, but if you ask me, it's delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Well, here's the other thing too. You're not supposed to leave rakes at the front of bunkers for, interference, if you will, ball going in. However, does it make us nice that we leave the rakes at the front of the bunkers? Because if a ball hits a rake, it ain't going to go in the bunker.
Actually, yeah, I was just going to say that we're doing them a solid by leaving it in the front.
Yes.
We are putting up a wall so that homies like myself that can't get out of the sand on the first shot to save their lives don't go in the sand, period. I think I'm going to start taking rakes from other bunkers that are less likely to go in and just putting them all in front of the walls of the bunkers we go in all the time.
Whoever's down on the scorecard, like if you're playing, you have foursome going, and whoever's shooting the worst score, you have to have them cruise up to the in-play bunker, line the rakes up at the front, come on back.
Yep.
All right, you're teeing up first. Get on with it.
And then with my luck, I'll hit it perfectly just to bounce right over that wall of rakes.
There's got to be a manufacturer for these rakes somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
And they only, like, are these rakes versatile? Can you rake other shit with these things? I've never seen a bunker rake anywhere else besides a bunker.
What if you have a sandbox at home for the kids? You need to
rake
the sandbox?
That's true, but usually you just use a hoe, wouldn't you?
I don't fucking know. We don't rake the sandbox at home.
You also have rakes for your leaves, and that's what I would argue what makes us such good bunker rakers is that we have leaves here in the Midwest that we have to rake.
That's not a invalid point.
I do like raking dirt and sand with leaf rakes. There's something about the little grooves it leaves in there. It's very satisfying to me.
Yeah, but if we used a leaf rake in a bunker, that shit's too heavy and the points are too long. It would just dig down and we'd...
What do you mean it's too heavy? The leaf rakes are way lighter than the bunker rakes.
Yeah, but the tines are too long.
Sure.
So you go down, you're like, all the rake is basically submerged in sand
if you stick
it in a regular bunker. That's why they have like the thick, like cylindrical base to those bunker rakes.
Yeah.
And then the tiny little tines.
Now, why aren't more people practicing sand shots out of their kids' sandboxes at home?
That's a good point.
Do you have a sandbox?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I did.
Uh-huh. Because the sand's not going to do anything to your yard. If anything, it's going to make it a little bit better, correct? Coming from the previous lawn guy?
Yep. Yeah, sand and seed. That's why when you fix divots,
you put sand with seed in it.
Yeah.
Fuck, maybe you should, like, your kids' sandbox at home should be a sand and seed box so that when you're practicing flop shots, kid wants to play with his tractors in the sand. No, Jimmy, not today. Dad's got to practice his sand shots. Right? Also, I need to reseed the lawn, so let's get it on.
You got to have a pretty big sandbox, because I feel like you'd be, like, if it's just the regular, like, 3x3 square, you know, that some of the sandboxes are, you're breaking your wedges on the edge.
You think so?
Somebody's going to fuck something up.
But, I mean, it's like opening the face up and you're swinging across your body.
Yeah.
Get that spin on it.
I don't know, man.
One thing I was thinking about, last week I had talked about me not really thinking about golf much, but... As the week went on, I started thinking about golf a lot more. And number one, how much I miss it. But number two, I was thinking about scorecards. Because I started cleaning my old bag out at home the other day, and I had like a couple scorecards in it. And you know what kind of caught my attention that never has before? The advertisements on scorecards. Now,
I've never paid attention to that either. We have some.
No,
on the
exactly.
Right now.
Grab as Green Bay Country Club have a.
I know Sandhills definitely has
Sandhills definitely has one. I'm going to grab one right now.
Nothing on GBCC.
Well, and that's probably because it's country club.
Yeah.
And they don't need advertisements. But holy smokes.
Yeah,
the Sandhill River Golf Course.
Look at that inside
Fertile
of that.
Minnesota. Okay. M&R Seed. Unlimited data. Garden Valley Technologies. Oysted Estate Auction Service. West Central Egg Services. Sandhill Car Wash. I'm telling you, the advertisements.
Oh my God, how many are in there?
On the inside of this thing.
There's one for a gas station.
Dude, they're all over. Is there any coupons in here? Is the real question. The coupons, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Like, my grandpa used to tell me, like, back in the day, if you brought your scorecard into, like, the restaurant next to the clubhouse, it was like $5 off a burger or some shit.
See,
that's clutch. Why they got to bring that back?
I think that's a phenomenal idea. Number one, it is going to get more people in the clubhouse to spend more money. You have a burger, you're going to get a beer with it. Okay. And then number two, looking at a scorecard, there's only one thing you're focused on, and that's your score. I don't feel like anybody is looking at the advertisements inside of scorecards.
Yes, but all these Fertile advertisers, don't pull your money from them. Keep giving it to them.
No, yeah, keep giving it to them, because like a country club doesn't need that money. They have members who pay a lot of money to make the course what it is. Mm-hmm. But these local 9-hole, 18-hole courses, whatever it may be, they rely on these advertisements to pay employees and have better accommodations at the course.
Yeah, and now there's even more incentive to advertise with these courses because there's a chance we'll read your name up on this podcast.
Yes, exactly. Fertile Building Center.
Yeah, Fertile Building Center. Fertile Beast. This is probably, if this it isn't, But this would be the most genius way to sneak in ad reads.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Okay, this is the last one that we're going to give any sort of advertisement to. Okay, Hardware Hank. Okay, Hardware Hank's a hardware store. A lot of shit in there, right?
Yep.
But they decided on top of the Hardware Hank advertisement that they wanted to promote their Morton Water Softener Salt.
That is important here.
Very important. However, the one thing in a hardware store that you're looking to promote, it's the water softener salt.
Yeah, because people forget they need it. That's what we used to sell for baseball in high school.
Really?
Like, people sell cookies and fucking pizzas and shit. We went around and sold softener salt.
Dude, I just picked up a bag on Saturday, and it's very good product placement because they actually put it like after checkout. So kind of when you're looking around, waiting for them to scan your items, you look over and you're like, son of a bitch. My wife said we need softener salt.
Like, yeah, throw a bag of that on too.
Throw a bag of Morton on there. And I mean, it all depends on how many hands you have because that shit's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And small town Minnesota kid, that was probably part of your conditioning for wrestling was to hand deliver 100-pound bags of Morton salt.
Yeah, by foot in the snow.
Three miles uphill.
Uh-huh. And then we turn around and somehow it was uphill again.
So Tyler.
Freaking nuts.
Yeah.
The reason that I was thinking about this, no one's reading these. No. And do you know how they get people to read them, Tyler?
How?
They start branding golf carts like they brand NASCAR races.
Yeah, yeah.
They it's just like racing go-karts. Or it's like when you go to a go-kart track, you're like, fuck, that number 48 over there, that looks sick. That has this style of logo with this kind of color paint. It's intriguing, right?
Yeah.
The color and the advertisements and the number, it's all intriguing.
Well, like, think about it. Like, you come for league night and there's like a cart that everyone likes. Like, hey, Fleet Farm cart available. We'll take the Fleet Farm cart if you got it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we don't have the Fleet Farm cart tonight, but you can have the holiday cart. You can take the holiday cart. And be like, oh, okay,
yes,
that's good.
You can maybe put down a little bit extra money, like 10 when you make your tea time for the next week, right? Extra $15 down, you get to reserve the cart you want.
Mm.
Like, you $15 extra, you get the Fleet Farm cart.
I'm not paying that.
I am. That, or they have upgraded golf carts to where, you know, 75% of the golf carts don't have the GPS screens in them.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have the USB chargers in them. There might be gas. But the other 25%, the $10 upgrade, they have the GPS in them. They have the USB chargers. It's electric. A lot more comfortable riding, right? A lot, uh-huh. You're riding in style. I mean, $10 to not have to buy a rangefinder, a $200-$400 rangefinder, because you have the GPS, might be worth it. But I'm thinking, decking these golf carts out in advertisements and having people, like, you know, kind of fighting over, like, this is the cool one, and like different color schemes, and also like buffing up the numbers a little bit. The numbers are so plain and boring. It's like you don't even know, like, the numbers are there probably for the golf courses, like inventory or whatever.
Well, they do
the
it to keep track of who's losing what keys and
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
Like,
okay.
Who's damaging the carts. Like, I know this group just went out with cart 15. So then they try to sneak it back in with a broken windshield. I know that it was Ryan Sheely that had it.
Yeah.
And but then they come after your ass.
Yep.
But how accurate is that? Because I'll get key number 15 and I'll take cart number 12.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Well, I'll look for the cart number in the cart shed, and I can't find it.
Like, I think they're all universal.
Yeah, all the keys are universal, but they really ask you to take the cart that has your key on it. And there's certain courses they don't give a flying shit.
Okay.
But there are some that are extremely anal about it. They're like, you need to take cart 42, or we'll be pissed. Like, the marshals will check your key when you get to the first key.
Shit?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Where we play league. God. They do that at Rose Creek.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was going to say, the golf course that has, you got to bring your own range balls, they don't give a fuck.
No. They have carts?
They do.
Oh, cool.
They have actually pretty nice cart shed, to be honest. Hmm. So
now where I'm getting at with this is if courses want to start charging more for advertisements because more people are going to see them, put the advertisements on the side of the carts.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you going to see them when you walk up, and walking back to the cart after every shot, but other people on the course are also going to see them. Because right now, you and every other person are not looking at the advertisements on the scorecard.
I'm with you. I think carts need a facelift. What about this crazy idea? What if we put advertisements on professional golfers?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, think about how public, like how front facing these guys are. Think about how front facing your cart is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing for these courses that are not at the professional level.
I'm more likely to go to Fleet Farm because of my golf cart than I am Justin Thomas wearing a Fleet Farm hat.
Agreed. Because that's your cart for the next 18 holes.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of shit that you're putting in that cubby, the wallet, the keys, the phone, the chapstick, possible sunscreen, the extra tees, maybe the extra 8 balls that you found.
Yeah.
The Bushnell speaker that you're going to lose.
The Bushnell speaker. You are literally moving into that golf cart for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you.
Feels like home.
Yes.
I don't know.
Especially when you like, you really got a lot of shit in there. What's like the worst? There's one course we were in Arizona where I got pretty tuned up. And I think so did you and Matt. Well,
what course?
I don't remember. I don't think Matt was there. It was Centennial. But okay. I remember just fucking scooping cans out of the back basket.
No
just
shit.
Like 3 rounds of cans. I don't know if everybody in our group, I think Miles was there. So
we've never golfed Centennial in the afternoon or evening.
Maybe
we've only golfed
it
in the morning.
I don't know. I think it was Arizona though, but I was okay. Just scooping cans out of the back and it was like, oh, it was.
That'll happen.
Yeah, it was. It was humbling because there's like dudes on the putting green watching me scoop them out. Freaking golf pro was out there. Here's 55 cans for your garbage, sir.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's you're moving.
I'm surprised you were ashamed by that. I think you would take pride in it.
It was a lot. It was like it couldn't have been Centennial because it was a super nice course. And like, no dog in Centennial, but when you compare
Centennial's a great warm up round.
Compared to some of the courses we played, it's not the nicest one.
Yeah.
But I just was like, oh, fuck. Like, what do we look like right now? Because I'm just dumping shit.
Mm. Whoopsies is what they'd like to say.
Sorry we spent all this money and had so much fun on your course.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? I don't know. This was a thought I had in my mind. It's like, why not spice things up a little bit? No course is doing it. And I feel like the first course that does, people are going to look at that and be like, wow, that's a smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Jimmy Nelson from State Farm down the road with his number plastered on the side. Like, hey, if you want to buy the advertisement for an entire golf cart, $2,000 a summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, and here's the thing. Do you pay based on how big your sponsorship is on the cart?
100%.
Exactly like NASCAR 100%. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. So carts can have multiple sponsorships. It's just the size that you're paying for, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And your cup holders are brought to you by Breakfast Ball.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can even put sponsors on like on the ceiling, like the underside part of the ceiling of the golf cart.
Yeah.
And then
when you're all pissed off, throwing your head back, be like, oh, wow, $5 off burger over at Legends Bar and Grill.
You look up at the top and it's like therapy starting $15 an hour. Like, that's cheap. I need therapy after this.
What would some of the best advertisements of golf be? Therapy would be a great one.
Therapy and liquor stores are right next to each other on it.
Yes. Custom club fitters. Hey, we can guarantee to put 30 yards on every drive that you hit.
Yeah, it's like you've got all the ones that have something to do with like fixing your golf game are either on the floor or on the ceiling because your head's either up in frustration, your head's either down in frustration.
Yeah, on the floor is another great one, Tyler. Interesting. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's got legs. If you run a golf course out there, try it. Be like, hey, instead of the scorecard, I want to upsell you. I want to upsell you on the actual cart itself.
I
want to
wrap on the cart, please.
Unless the golf courses like lease these carts and every couple of years that's actually a good question. Do golf courses buy or lease their carts so they can upgrade every couple of years?
I don't know. I do know there is a golf cart leasing company in town.
Really?
Yes. But it's extremely expensive because, you know, the veterans tournament in Detroit Lakes that my grandpa always like worked on, they would rent golf carts for that tournament because they had more golfers than they did carts than a normal like Saturday, you know?
Yeah.
So they would lease more golf carts for that tournament, but then they stopped doing it. They just like borrowed them from other courses or something. I don't remember.
Interesting.
But like they charge you a fucking arm and a leg.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. And they can.
Yeah.
But if you get to upgrade after every 2 years, eventually every course is going to have the GPSs in their carts.
Yeah.
I would say, I think it's dependent on the course because some courses you see like a mechanical shop for, I'm assuming the golf carts, like one of the courses we always go to. They've got that, it's right off 8. Right off hole 8, there's that mechanical shop there.
I think that's probably just like the
you're
shop for
Mapleton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a shop for like all the
and there's
like,
implements
all the
for groundskeeping too.
Yeah. Mowers. Yeah. And all
it's,
that
I think
shit.
It's all of the above. Yeah. Like anything with an engine or that needs fixing is probably fixed in that shop by the golf crew.
True. I do think you take the advertisements one step further.
Okay.
GPS screen, you get rolling ads on that.
I've had that. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
It actually makes me want to buy whatever they're advertising less because it's impeding on my scorecard.
So I work with a lot of brands for You Betcha, and one of our sponsors is Holiday. And I have had this conversation with the heads of marketing at for Holiday gas stations. Get those fucking TV screens off your gas pumps.
You don't like the TV screens?
I hate them.
Cheddar
Why?
News?
They're the worst. It's so loud. It scares the shit out of you every time. True. And then I got to listen to Joe Blow explain to me what the weather's like in eastern Wyoming.
I feel like Mario Lopez is on those.
He's on it all the time.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
And it's also a list of rolling ads. Like, you get 30 seconds of Mario Lopez screaming at you about some dumb shit that happened on E! News, and then all of a sudden you get ads for all sorts of shit. And it's like, I don't want this, and I do not want my GPS screens in the golf cart to turn into gas station pump TVs.
That's the future right there, though.
Number one, settle down. Number two, do you know how they can take the GPS screens to the next level, Tyler?
How?
They can have a video library of professional golfers breaking down issues with amateur golfers' golf game. They can have, how do I hit a greenside sand trap shot?
We talked
with
about
backspin on it. And you can literally click on fucking Tommy Fleetwood hitting that same shot and how to exactly do it. How do I hit a 60-yard chip shot with backspin? You can click on John Rahm doing it.
I hate that idea.
Why? No.
I hate it.
You can pick it if you want. It's not looping.
But if I golf with you,
you don't need to golf with me at that point.
It'd be worse than the gas station bumps. All it would be is Ryan not taking a shot because he's watching 15 fucking videos on how to hit this shot.
You can adjust the volume. That's easy.
It's a 145-yard shot from the middle of the fairway at an open green with no hazards. And Ryan's like, I need to look this up.
But, Tyler, on the other hand, for newbie golfers, if they just want a quick tip mid-round, like, or even course etiquette, like, someone brand new. He's like, he doesn't know course etiquette yet. He's like, what are the no-nos on the green?
Yeah. How do you search this shit?
It's a video library. You have like 100-yard in shots. You have tee box shots. You have in the trees shot. I don't know.
This is just an idea. I couldn't be more against this.
I think it'd have to be like a voice to text because you couldn't take the time to type that all out. That would be painstakingly slow.
What do you mean? Type what out?
Like when you're searching.
Yeah, they're just in categories. So you just select a category and see if you can find the video.
What if I have a super hyper specific scenario that I want to find?
Well, then you're screwed.
Then Mitch spends 5 minutes looking for it and then we get hit into.
I think it's a phenomenal addition to GPSs.
This is another one where we're on opposite sides. I would hate it.
There are people out there who want advice from professionals that cannot access advice from professionals.
Ryan?
I also understand there is YouTube on your phone.
I was just going to say we all have this at our fingertips at all times.
But what if you forget your phone?
No one's forgetting their phone.
Well, no. Some people do leave their phone in the truck, though, because you want to avoid getting that call from the boss or the wife.
Those people don't want advice.
Maybe they do.
You think?
No. Then they'd have brought their phone.
That's true.
Also, we put a reel out yesterday of me basically being completely against this stance, so I don't think it should be surprising. Like, I don't want more voices on the golf course, period.
Then you don't need to pick them.
I know, but if I'm with somebody and they're doing it, it would drive me nuts. Even Grandpa.
AirPods.
Even Grandpa. Grandpa wouldn't listen to any of the advice, but he'd just be like, fucking glasses would go on the tip of his nose and he'd just start tapping away. I was like, can you hit your shot?
He's got those bifocals.
Yep.
You could take it a step further, too. Take the innovation that Ryan had last week. Where it like analyzes your shot, right? And it tracks your ball. And it automatically gives you advice on how to do that shot better next time.
Mm.
More so like a breakdown of data.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it explains like...
I like that, but I like...
I forgot about that bit. Why are we not... That's got to be a clip. That's got to be a podcast clip.
It's coming out today.
Okay, good.
Nice, Mitch. Yeah, I like these ideas for the simulator. When there isn't another group hitting at us, when there isn't like we're out here to enjoy things and like it is there, you're there to get better, drink some beer and have fun. I like all of these for the simulator. I do not want it on the regular course.
The difference between the simulator and the regular course is the simulator is the same lie every time.
That's true.
So there,
unless you're like us and you create the world's most realistic simulator.
That is true. Which if you guys watched the video, shared it, thank you. That video, we were proud of that one.
Yes. Shouts to Carl's Place for decking us out.
Okay. Well, we've been fucking lacking on the golf innovations of the week. I just gave like 8 really good ones. So
you gave 3 and they were all about ads.
Wow, it makes sense though. Golf course want to make more money. Fucking deck these carts out like at the go-kart track.
Yeah, if you want your company talked about, reach out to our agent and you can maybe get an ad on this podcast. What if people started talking about businesses on podcasts?
They already do that.
Oh. Yeah,
I think they...
This segment brought to you by our sponsor, Carl's Place.
That idea, yeah.
You ever heard of NordVPN?
Yeah.
Shiver every time.
Crypto.com.
Let me talk to you about Cash App. Oh, we just made sure that we're not getting crypto, Cash App, or NordVPN ever.
Manscaped 15.5.
Trim your fucking testes.
Trim the rough around your ball.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to hit through the rough if you trim it all off.
Dude, what if you had a fucking manscape in your bag? And if you're in the deep rough, you could manscape that shit to give yourself a favorable lie. You're actually hitting out a first cut instead of second cut because you manscaped that shit down.
And if you move...
That's a great idea.
If you move the grass in front, the ball will just automatically roll into it. So then you don't have to... You're not touching your ball.
Well, and you don't got to worry about hitting your ball because it's got no nick technology.
This, I swear to fucking God, we don't have a Manscaped sponsor.
Mitch, that was probably one of the best one-liners you've had ever. Like, not even on this podcast, but ever.
We are not affiliated with Manscaped in any way.
No, but we've heard 1,000 ads on it. I know.
Everybody else is but us.
So they're doing a good job.
Apparently. They do have no nick technology, Mitch.
Yep.
Holy. Manscaped would be a great... sponsor for a golf cart.
Manscaped
with that type of lingo.
Yeah, they need to make golf implements, golf tools.
Yeah,
I want to.
What if your Manscaped could double as a divot fixer?
I was just gonna say, I want one of those switchblade divot tools on the back of my fucking, what is it, ball trimmer 2.0?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just for your balls. You can use it for your face too.
I'm not
mix match it, but like.
You could use it for both, or just back to back. Just get all your shaving done in one sesh.
You go bottom to top, so you finish with your face.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Makes
sense.
I'm going
top to bottom.
Well, top to bottom, because the top falls down to the bottom, and then the bottom falls down wherever you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, in your bed or on the floor.
If you are trimming your shit in your bed, don't ever fucking talk to me again.
There's got to be some sort of like obsession with that.
I don't know, man. That's a weird one.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, okay. Bye, guys.
Do you like winterizing your golf bag and putting those babies in the shed while you sit your ass on the couch all winter? I didn't think so. And you know how not to do that? You get an indoor simulator.
But how do I do it?
You go to carlevt.com, Tyler. You
know where's Carl from?
Wisconsin.
What?
Midwest base,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God.
CarlOfet.com. Carl's Place, best enclosures, best launch monitors. People keep asking us, like, hey, what's your simulator? I'm like, it's from Carl's Place. You got the Unicore monitor? Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
You got GS Pro simulator software? Of course we mm-hmm. do.
Do we also have TGC?
We got
software?
Multiple softwares.
Yeah, we do.
So we're like, all right, well, today I want to play full Payne's Valley. Head over to GS Pro. All right, I'm going to play TPC Scottsdale, which GS Pro also has, but yeah, we'll maybe play that on TGC today.
Yeah.
So we got multiple softwares.
Well, that's the beauty of Carl's Place. You're not committing to one brand when you sign up with them. Carl goes out and his team, they find you the best of multiple brands and build it for you. So you don't have to get suckered into one specific thing and you're only using this, Carl's Place takes the best of all the simulator tech in the world, the enclosures, the monitors, the softwares, and they build it for whatever space you have, whatever needs you have, and then they make it look great, and they make it fit great, and then you get to play great golf.
Well, the enclosures come straight from Carl's. Mm-hmm. They build them in-house, custom to your space. If you need a 10.578 foot simulator, they'll build it for you. No problem.
Hey, Carl, do I need a mini simulator for my two-year-old child. Can you do it?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. That was Carl.
They have floor launch monitors. They got hanging launch monitors. Mm-hmm. They have it all. Guys, we just downloaded the GS Pro software last week, and we've been playing Payne's Valley number 19.
A lot.
It's a one-hole challenge. We've played Payne's Valley the full course a couple times. The graphics on the GS Pro, I think, are elite. Mm-hmm. It's a sweet software. So on top of your enclosure or your net, whatever that may be, Carl's going to have whatever you need to get you hooked up.
Yeah, and if you want 10% off of your monitors or your enclosures, you can use our promo code, Double Bogey, capital D, capital B, one word.
Been having people ask about that too, about Carl's Place in general. Don't forget to use a promo code because it goes towards the biggest chunk of what you're buying.
Yeah, the most expensive thing you're going to get with the simulator is the monitor and the enclosure, and you can get 10% off with that code.
Go check them out, carlavt.com.
That one was an ad.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know.
That was an ad, correct.
Yeah, not Manscaped, but Carl's Place. We do like Carl's Place. Manscaped, not affiliated with you and your no-nick technology.
Don't even know what you just... I don't even know the brand you just named, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Mitch said it. I was just repeating.
Okay, today we want to talk about things on the golf course that are sexy.
It's getting hot in here, dude. I have to take my sweatshirt off. I'm already thinking about all the sexy shit on the golf course. And just go, oh, God.
Glasses are fogging up.
Jesus Christ. And what are you thinking about that's making you all hot?
Oh, so many things. There's so many things on the golf course that are sexy. And number one for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is an obscure one. But when you're the first tee time of the day and you're behind the grounds crew, the green after it's been rolled and the green after it's been mowed, and you're you are the first ball on that fresh green. That's sexy. I love it.
Also, when there's a little bit of dew on the fairways and the dew is getting mowed off by the groundskeeper and they're making those stripes that every home and lawn owner is thinking of in their garage or in their yard, that is sexy to me. Actually, that wasn't even on my list. You know what was on my list, though?
What?
Elevated tee boxes.
Yeah.
Could not be a better implementation into any golf course. When I'm talking elevated, I'm talking like 50 feet and above.
I will climb a fucking ladder to get up there if I need to.
When all you can see is fairway and you can see the green, even if it's 500 yards away.
I want to see the whole course from your tee box.
Well, we've talked about it many times, how big of what's the word I'm trying to think of?
I don't know.
The views.
Views. I don't know. My mind works so much quicker than I can talk when we do this thing. I get lost in train of thought sometimes. We are huge views, guys. Huge views.
Huge views.
And Mitch, there's a reason we didn't.
Oh.
God damn it. Shouts to Cody, former producer.
Yeah. And it's not even the elevated tee boxes is one thing, but just views in general. When there's trees and there are mountains and cliffs and shit like that, the elevated tee box off a cliff, even a par three, like 192 yard par three, playing 158.
Mm-hmm.
That is sick.
Yeah, I think this has a little bit to do with where we grew up,
because it's so flat.
We are from the flattest part of the entire country. So you get us a 10-foot hill and we're literally talking about how sexy it is right now.
And I feel like any sort of like hill or anything like that in the golf courses around here are just man-made, which is very disappointing.
Except for Sand Hill.
That is legit. So you head a little bit east and you're going to get better views than you would here in Fargo.
Yes.
Which is why we appreciate them more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're an avid golfer in Arizona, you probably wouldn't appreciate that as much because you're golfing every day in the mountains.
They'd probably think that flat tee boxes are sexy.
Probably. Yeah.
Because then they don't have to walk downstairs or upstairs.
Exactly.
They probably love real grass.
Yeah.
Where we kind of like, just as a second thought, it's like, oh yeah, it's grass.
What do you mean? Like they have turf?
Yeah.
Turf golf courses?
There's no turf golf courses.
I thought the first one when we were at the waste management, that first tee box had turf.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh.
I don't think it did.
No. No way. Golf is too pretentious to have turf.
Yeah.
I thought it was turf. It's probably
there might be some like par three courses that are like more for like family entertainment type stuff that are turf, but I don't think there are.
Yeah, I don't think
it probably was grass. It just was shorter grass.
It's just probably super nice grass because it's waste management.
Yeah.
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 What do you got next?
Oh, more things that I think are sexy. And this one is not on my list, but I had to add it on there. If you're out there before the grounds crew and you're putting on a green with dew on it,
oh god,
getting that little putt preview yes. line
putt
through
preview,
the dew.
2K21.
Yeah, yeah.
They got on 23?
I've only played it once with
me
you.
Me too. Yeah, that is nice.
When we were at Three Bears doing the 9-hole course review,
mm-hmm.
and you were golfing with Twig and your dad, and you guys were making putts, the dew lines... Just that was probably one of my favorite parts about that video.
Yeah, it was cool.
The dew lines.
Dew lines.
Yes.
We need dew lines at all. They need to just keep the greens dewed.
Dude, yeah. So, yeah, they need to spray dew on them instead of like getting the dew off of them.
Yeah, so like if you're one of the last people of the day, there's like a billion lines. Like there's
around the cup, none of them in it.
Yeah, chances are somebody hit a similar putt to you, so now you have a line.
Yeah.
Now you know where to go.
Yeah, you see one from like 50 yards off the green, you're like, wow, that guy Texas wedged that shit
yeah.
50 yards on
yeah. the green. Yeah, and then I'd be like, leave a note for them if they come back the next day, just saying I respect you.
Yeah, longest putt of the
yes.
day.
Yes. But another thing that I think is super sexy in the golf world, discounted rates. Give me the fall rate. Give me the twilight rate. Give me all of the discounted rates because nothing makes me jump to golf faster than $5 off my round. I will come
really?
Running. It's like, oh, fall rates. I'm going to golf more than I did all summer now. Just to save $5 per round and probably drink more because it's colder.
I was going to say, I would throw the $5 towards more beer.
And also, like the discounted rate, they're making money off you because in the fall, you're drinking more. And then the twilight rates, you are scrambling your ass off to try to finish what you paid for. And chances are you're not gonna.
Nope.
I don't think I've ever played a twilight round.
Really?
At a twilight rate.
We've played it.
At a twilight rate.
We played Scottsdale twilight rate.
That was twilight rate?
Still pretty expensive.
2:50 p.m. is the twilight rate?
Yeah, well.
And it gets dark at 5:30.
It gets dark,
at,
yeah.
Damn. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, I think we've told everyone, but we played TPC Scottsdale. And
we
had a 2:50 tee time and we got 15 holes in
mm-hmm.
before it was pitch blackout.
Mm-hmm.
And number 16 had the stands up.
Yep. We didn't get to play 16. We went to fucking TPC Scottsdale and we didn't get to play 16.
17 or 18, mm-hmm. which are also iconic. I mean,
did we actually finish 15?
Yeah. Yeah, we Miles parred 15 in the pitch.
Oh, block. Yeah. It was like, we literally didn't know where our balls were.
No, it was purely based off of feel.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I would say one other sexy thing in the golf world is when you roll up to a driving range and they have ball bags at each slot of the driving range.
Yeah, I'd even add another one onto this. When they got the balls set there for you in that little pyramid.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
How are they making that pyramid?
I don't know. I tried doing it in the simulator.
A 15-year-old kid.
I don't know.
Up there, like just making pyramids all day.
Well, I've
if you take one ball out, what if it all comes crashing down?
It
it's
kind
of like Jenga.
Yeah, I think that's what they want you to do. Like you pull it and then you just hit that pyramid.
No shit.
Yeah.
They gotta have some sort of like.
They do. They have a little box. I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Like they fill it up through a filter, and then when they pull it off, it's in this like nice, perfect pyramid. But I tried making one in the simulator with all the random balls we have. It's impossible. And it was like,
I had a box.
I didn't even try to make like a big one. It was maybe an 8-ball pyramid and it did not go anywhere. It was the worst. I was so frustrated.
You need the box.
Yeah, we do. And I even used like the little like dimples in our turf to try to keep it and cheat, and it didn't work still.
Fuck.
So that impressed me. But the golf bag is sweet.
Golf bag is sick. And you're like, God, I want to bring that home, but I don't know what I'd use it for. Yeah. I wouldn't use it for anything.
All the
honest.
Extra balls you find.
Grandpa, that is true. Yeah,
Grandpa's got an old school one of those, like the half one that was definitely a driving range bag at some day.
They just look cool. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like it's a mini bag.
It is.
I don't know why. It's just fucking sweet.
You can get it for $18.
That's cheating though. They're using a little egg carton deal.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. There's one you can get for $320.
Yeah, that's the thing right there.
That one.
Yep.
You basically just pour them in. Kind of like
it looks like an hourglass.
It's kind of like Connect Four.
Yeah, a little bit. You put it all in the top in like a funnel, and then it fills this pyramid. You like shift them around, shake it around a little bit, and then you pull it off, and they're in a perfect pyramid.
Yeah, I guess there's one for $21.99. So
they could have like little raffles with those deal. Like everyone like picks a numbered ball, and then they just dump the balls in the funnel, and whatever balls land on the very bottom, they pick those out, and like, hey, you get a free round today, or you get like two drinks from the Bev card.
Or just the top ball wins something.
Yeah. Or the top ball. That'd be kind of sick.
Well, they do that in, what the hell is it? God, it's like a giant ball drop. I saw this. It was really cool. And you buy a ball. It's like a scramble tournament or whatever, right? You buy a ball. It's got a number on it. They write your name next to the number. And then they bring all these balls up with a drone in a giant net. And then above the practice screen.
Oh, yeah.
Drop all the balls.
I've seen that.
And then whatever ball is closest to the hole wins a bunch of money.
I've seen that.
But it would like you've seen the ones where people throw it and roll it at the hole for that type of thing.
Yep.
Like a chuck-a-puck at a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
But that one takes, that's skill. This is truly chance and they just drop it from a drone.
Yep, 100%. I love that. Drones in golf is one of the best things that people have implemented.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Unless you crash it into a tree.
That is true, Mitchell, which Mitch has done.
Or you crash it into a tree, it hits the side of a cliff, and then falls into a rapid river.
I was so scared.
And then you kill a turtle.
Good God.
I didn't kill the turtle. I just injured it.
It's dead, Mitch. Yeah, Mitch accidentally ran over a turtle once. It was an accident. It wasn't his fault, PETA. Relax.
I would say another super sexy thing in the golf world is a beautiful clubhouse bar.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I like a clubhouse bar with giant windows so you can see the 18th green.
Yep. I like sitting outside watching other people come into 18.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite things to do actually at a course I play every weekend in the summer is to sit outside at the restaurant, watch people come in 18. 18 on this course, you have to hit over the water. And making bets with your buddies on, hey, $5 says this guy doesn't hit the green. $5 says this guy goes in the water. $5 says this guy puts one within 20 feet of the pin.
You love gambling.
That type of gambling is fun because you have no clue who these guys are. And I mean, it usually just turns out like one guy just buys the other guy's food for that day or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's a ton of fun.
Yes. I'm with you. The Forest Hills and DL, same thing on 18.
Really?
Deck right above, like right off of 18 over water. Water's not super close, so you got to be pretty shitty to shank it right into the water if you're close to it. But same thing. It's fun. I don't bet money on every person though.
You just don't even need to bet money. You can just bet like, hey, you just a friendly bet. Hey, I'll bet you, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Mitch, what do you think is sexy on the golf course?
Taking not a fat divot out, but a nice size divot.
A beaver tail.
Yeah. And just watching your ball make like 5 feet from the green or even rolling up onto the green. It's just nothing gets me more bricked up.
I love that Mitch knows his lane. He's not like holing out.
Yeah.
Getting it 5 feet from the green with a divot.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Divots are tight. I didn't take them ever until my round against Grandpa that I almost won. That was the first time I was ever taking nice divots. And I'm like, oh, this is cool.
It is cool until you take a divot 2 inches behind the ball and the ball goes 50 yards.
Yeah. The one thing that I will say is everything about the divot is sexy until you got to walk to go get it and then come back to it, put it down, stamp it down, pour some sand, and then get back in your cart and go.
But some courses don't want you to replace the divots. They'd rather just have you put sand and seed down.
But that's the Midwest nice in me. Like, I feel like I have to go get that divot.
Yeah. And it is pretty satisfying when your beaver tail fits perfectly back on the divot. Like,
yeah,
there's
it's
no
not all chunked out.
Yeah, there's no shards of shit that is spraying left and right.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect beaver tail, straight back where it came from, and then on to the next shot.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a nice size one, I'm like, I hit that fucking pure.
What's a nice size one, Mitch?
Yeah, what's the... no one can see your fingers
I
know,
right now. As soon as I put my fingers up, I was like, no one can see it. Like 2 to 3 inches long, inch and a half, 2 inches wide.
Is 2 to 3 inches pretty long?
I'd say it's just below average.
No, I'd say it's pretty long.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I've been told.
2 to 3 inches is not that long, no. To be honest. I would say like a 6 to 7 inch, a 6 to 7 incher is like the ideal size.
Yeah. Well, how wide?
As wide as your club
face.
I
mean, girth matters.
Yeah.
As wide as your club face. So if the club face is, the club face is probably what, 3 inches wide?
I don't fucking know. We got clubs here. We can measure quick.
7 by 3.
Really?
Length by width, 7 by 3, I think is the ideal
size.
I
guess you could say different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, literally, because different golf stroke will give you a different one.
Yep.
I completely forgot what I was going to say after this.
Didn't you write it down, Tyler?
We talked about all mine.
Yeah, you stole one of mine, the dew line on the green. Yeah.
The dew line is sweet.
I will also say really good backspin on a chip when you can roll that baby back like 2 to 3 feet.
I can't off do landing. That. But
that's what I'm saying. I've maybe done it 2 or 3 times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when it does happen, number one, I'm like, how in the fuck did I just do that? Number two, I'm like, that was sick.
I've done it on the simulator, but I don't know if it's actually happening or not.
I don't either. I've tried so many different things with a wedge, mm-hmm. how to get backspin. Sometimes my wedge shots on the simulator will roll out 12 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
and then sometimes,
that's 36 feet of rollout, Tyler.
Yeah, with the 60 degree from 15 out.
How is it happening?
I don't know.
I actually have no idea.
Somehow you're putting topspin on it.
Again, do not know.
Me either.
Maybe one day we'll figure it out.
Yeah. I remember mine. Anything from 50 yards out that hits the pin, the sound of hitting the pin is sexy.
Regardless if, even if it hits the pin and deflects off like 10 yards to the left, right, back, front, whatever,
it
doesn't even matter. You hit the pin.
It's you hear the sound hit the pin and then it's always followed by like, oh,
yep.
And everyone is like all hyped up about it.
And then whatever happens after that doesn't even matter.
Yeah, because like, you hit the pin, dude. You almost dunked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shot was actually great. But the shot actually wasn't great because you're 10 yards off the pin now.
I've had some where I'll fucking blade the shit out of it and I hit like the top part of the pin.
Yeah, it's a great when it's
like
windy
the
out.
The flag.
The top. Jesus.
Great when it's windy though. That flag can really knock that ball down.
Yeah, but like it shouldn't feel as sweet when you're hitting the top half of the pin.
No.
But it still does.
Yeah, it's almost like a parachute. Like
yeah.
Or it's like hitting into a simulator
mm-hmm.
When you hit the flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we like to call attacking pins and attacking flags.
Yes, we're just attackers.
Okay, I got nothing else. I have a lot of other things that are sexy mm-hmm. on the course, but they're way too obvious.
And yeah,
you all know. I mean, 300-yard drive down the middle. That's
yep.
sexy.
Yep.
But the other types of things around the game of golf that get a guy bricked up. I think we covered. Just about most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we missed an obvious one.
What's that?
Finding a load of golf balls just.
Oh, in the woods? Yeah.
Yeah, in the woods. Nothing's better than finding like 4 or 5 very obvious, like you can see them like even off the tee box. You're like, how has no one gotten those? And you go grab them real quick. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. What's the best time of year to find balls? I feel like it's either.
Midsummer when they mow the hazards once a year. And it's usually midsummer.
I was gonna say fall time because all like the leaves are dropping. You like the fescue or whatever. Like the hazards are more so laying down. They're kind of dying for the year, so it's a little bit easier to pick out the white ball than normal.
Yeah, but like when they mow it, they're just there.
Even better.
It's like literally picking up. It's like an Easter egg hunt for a 2-year-old. They're just lying on the ground.
There's a course it's Mapleton. Mapleton par 5, number 4 or 5, whatever
when
that
is.
When they mow the ditch is the most common spot for people to yank a ball or mm-hmm. the cattails. And there has become like deer-sized like deer trail sized paths in these cattails for guys looking for balls. Yeah. I've came out of there with like five or six really nice balls before.
Yeah, because that's kind of like a pinch point on that course too, where you end up waiting for people.
Yeah.
And it's a par five, so where everyone's just like, oh yeah, I can definitely get there in two, so I gotta wait. Even though you're not gonna.
Yeah, I'll yank
so
then you
just,
the highway.
Yeah, you just go look in the cattails. You were right though. There are literal like game trails.
Yeah.
Made from golfers looking for balls in these cattails.
Yeah. And the trail less traveled is the one that's not established yet. That's where you're going to find a majority of them.
Don't go on the trails and you'll find more balls.
Correct.
Hot tip from us.
Mitch, what do we have for time right now?
We got like 50, we're 55 minutes in for the whole episode.
Do we want to do this next segment or do we want to save that for next week?
We'll save a little slap and tickle tease for you folks.
Okay, yeah. Let's save this the next segment we're going to do. We'll save it for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, guys, thanks again for tuning in to episode 111. A number we've never seen on our scorecard before, ever. Imagine a 1, a 1, and a 1.
Oh, I've definitely shot a 111 in my life.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about...
I thought that's what he meant.
I'm talking
like,
about consecutive scores, though.
Oh, yeah.
Par
3.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We appreciate all you guys. Again, hop in the group chat with the boys. Send in the link. It really helps the pod grow,
please.
Especially during the winter time too, when we're just playing simulator golf right now. So... love you all. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Love you. Hell, that's a breakfast ball.